In 1865, four people were executed by hanging for conspiring with John Wilkes Booth to assassinate President Abraham Lincoln. I did not have any audio of that. 1981, President Reagan announced that he would nominate Arizona Judge Sandra Day O'Connor to sit on the U.S. Supreme Court as the first female justice on the bench. I remember that. Yeah, just a kid in high school at the time. Let's see. Yeah, that's the summer announcement, right? So that would have been, you would have had just a justice announced probably a week prior that they were stepping down. Long time ago. I was heading into my senior year, I guess. That was a big summer. That was the summer I broke into radio and started, this was the month probably, in July of 81. WKTI in Milwaukee, and we did a show called Hot Wax Preview. Songs that were not in the top 40 yet. And it sports on Saturday morning from September of 81 till July of 82. Program director BJ Hunter, whose real name was Andrew Ashwood, and later headed up Fox Sports. So, small world. Anything else worth noting? 1987, on this day in Washington, Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North began his public testimony at congressional hearings on the Iran-Contra affair. The former Reagan White House aide at the heart of the Arms for Hostages scandal claimed he never carried out a single act without authorization. Had some sound on that, but I don't right now. Okay. Live in grace, walk in love. Bob Goff's 365-day journey for July 7th is... We won't know how it's going to end at the beginning. Keep going. Uncertainty is God's invitation to join him. Isaiah 46:10 says, I make known the end from the beginning, from ancient times, what is still to come. I say my purpose will stand and I will do all that I please. Bob says, when you read a really good book, it's easy to think it came from the author's head, fully formed, start to finish. But did you know novelists usually don't know the end of their stories when they start writing them? They start out with characters sketched in their minds, and they imagine the setting for the story. They have a rough idea of the conflicts. The narrative is driven by the characters and their responses to one another, not the author. The writer is just along for the ride, taking notes. Goff says, I've always felt like life works the same way. We don't know the ending of our stories when we begin. We don't even know where a chapter will take us. We all just sketch out a rough idea of who we are and show up with all the passion and whimsy we can muster. Bob has a lot of whimsy. Don't let an unknown ending keep you from beginning. Just start. Uncertainty is God's way of inviting us to join him. God knows the other characters who come into our stories. He knows the conflicts we'll face and the ways we'll grow through the process. There's no place we can go where he's not already authoring our story, as well as those of everyone around us. We don't need to have all the information to start. We just need courage to take the first step. Don't worry about next week's potential problems. Give today everything you've got. Our stories are written as we live, so live fully. Our love is refined as we give it away genuinely, so love the people around you authentically. Let the story you're writing be a page-turner. Today's question, what's your next step? What are you celebrating today on this July 7th? Well, you're letting us know on the listener line. Well, at wib.com/celebrations is where you need to let us know, and that's where you're letting us know more specifically and correctly. For instance, birthday Bob in Rice Lake. It's anniversary Bob today because I believe it's his brother, Ron, and his wife, Ruth. With their 47th wedding anniversary, Bob says, wishing you a blessed day and an amazing year to follow. Ron and Ruth, yes. And also on July 7th, we hear from Christina Hoffman regarding Matt, his birthday today. And no specifics on him, so happy birthday, Matt. Hope it's an awesome birthday. Scrolling further up, yeah, you guys are taking part here in July. There's one. Callie Isham lets us know Morgan Isham with the birthday today. And Callie says, my mom is turning 50, so please let her be picked. Yeah, with the eye on the prize there. Yeah, and there you go. Those are the three that we've got here for July 7th. So that's pretty good, actually. Actor and comedian Jim Gaffigan is 60. And while I lost some of my sound for the day, I did not lose that one. Because a little bit of Jim Gaffigan humor, he's going to poke some fun at the people in the South today, Jim.
People in the South are nicer, but they're slower, right? And I don't mean intelligence-wise. They just move slower. It's like, hey, your house is on fire. All right. I'll get to that. But first, I need to drink me some sweet tea. no idea what that pesky house, man. And I figured it out. It's the biscuits and gravy. Everyone in the South moves like they've just had two helpings. Like, I shouldn't have had a second helping. This is a 9-year-old I'm pretending to be. In the South, they're eating biscuits and gravy for breakfast. They're not coming home drunk late at night like, I'll eat anything. They're waking up and they're like, time for cement. Lunch, chicken, and waffles. The South will never rise again because they don't have the energy. Because most of their dishes involve paper mache. They're essentially eating pinatas down there. That's why they talk that way. Because after you eat biscuits and gravy, you can't be expected to say you and all.
Good biscuits and gravy, y'all.
I'm surprised they even say biscuits and gravy.
Well, this is kind of fun, isn't it?
It is indeed. So there are oddly named towns all over the great U.S. of A. And, you know, we like our food here in the United States. And apparently so much so that we've named some of the places we live after things we like to consume.
Yes, for instance, did you know there is a hot coffee Mississippi? Well, there is.
I know that now. Real American towns named after foods. These are real places you can visit. There is an oatmeal Texas.
Huh, interesting.
How about an oatmeal cream pie Texas?
Yeah, right. Little Debbie's, right? There is tea South Dakota.
So we have hot coffee and someone had to name it after tea. How about Toast, mm-hmm. North Carolina? Great state. Didn't know they had a town named Toast.
Me either. How about this? There's a tomato Arkansas.
Real American towns named after foods here in the WIB Wake Up Show. This is a little bit closer to home here in western Wisconsin. Artichoke, Minnesota. Mm-hmm. Place you can visit.
There is Two Egg, Florida.
There's Cookie Town, Oklahoma, which sounds like they would have great festivities.
Mm-hmm. Did you know that there is Chicken, Alaska?
Very nice. Also a place I would like to visit, Pie Town, New Mexico. If it's anything like Cookie Town, those seem to be on the vacation dock out.
That would be nice. And there is Tortilla Flat, Arizona.
Tortilla Flat. There you go. Real American towns named after foods. Put that on your summer road trip bucket list.
So I was racking my brain going, is there one in Wisconsin? My wife is from Plum City.
There you go. Sure.
I know. Yeah.
Delicious. Tuesday trivia time once again here on the WIB Wake Up Show. You know the drill. The number to call is 715-723-2555. Once again, a phenomenal prize for you. How about two full event tickets to OneFest 2026 plus parking, courtesy of one of our great OneFest coverage and promotion sponsors, Avenue Orchard. Come get a taste just south of Eau Claire on 53. Who wants to win their way into OneFest? 715-723-2555. And today's Tuesday trivia question comes from some personal recent experience from you, Havo.
Yeah, just simply, what was I really thankful for over the holiday weekend? What was I really thankful for over the recently concluded holiday weekend?
All right. What was Havo really thankful for over the holiday weekend? Call us with your best guess, 715-723-2555, 715-723-2555. Today's Tuesday trivia, courtesy of Avenue Orchard in Eau Claire and at many local farmers markets as well.
And I believe we've got Chloe and Minami. Am I right?
That's correct.
All right, Chloe. All right. What's your guess?
Food.
Thankful for food, right. I am thankful
sure.
for food, but Chloe, that's not the right answer. Thank you. Try again. 723-2555. What was I really thankful for over the holiday weekend? 723-2555. A pair of full event OneFest tickets on the line, courtesy of our good friends at Avenue Orchard.
715-723-2555. Give us a call for Tuesday trivia. What was Halvo really thankful for over the holiday weekend?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Toby from Stanley.
Toby, what do you think it is?
I heard one of you said that you're going to have one that's going to be getting married.
You're right. That was me. I did say that. Yeah. So that would be something. I am thankful for that. I love my future son-in-law, but that is not the right answer. Sorry.
But good job paying attention, Toby. Yeah, you never know. Pick up on some of those subtle clues here on the WIB Wake Up Show, things we mentioned. Yeah.
For sure. I'm even racking my brain going, you know, I don't know if I've made any reference to this thing I'm thankful for. So anyhow, 723-2555. We've heard from Chloe and Menominee, Toby and Stanley. How about you? For a pair of full event tickets to OneFest, I know you want to win your way in. And if you already got your tickets, give them away to a friend or family member.
Bless somebody else. 715-723-2555 for Tuesday Trivia, courtesy of Avenue Orchard in Eau Claire.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Lori from Fall Creek.
All right, Lori, what's your guess?
The Declaration of Independence.
Boy, yeah. That is really quite a document, isn't it? And it is something that we should, a lot of us, be thankful for. That is not the correct answer, though. Thanks.
What was Havel really thankful for over the holiday weekend? Your chance to win your way into OneFest.
Lori's like, I'm not going to let you guys escape. Maybe it's just obvious, like the nose on your face. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Mike from La Crosse.
Good to hear from you, Mike. I know you want these tickets desperately. What do you think it is?
Spending time with family.
Oh, yeah. Did get to do some of that. You could always wish you had a little bit more, but sorry, Mike, that's not it.
Thank you for the call. Always good to hear from you, Mike, and good to hear from the Cooley region.
Absolutely. And it's the same number for everybody. Cooley region, Chippewa Valley, northern Wisconsin, east, west, 723-2555. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Kathy from Carrieville.
All right. What do you think it is?
Freedom.
Freedom.
Oh, yeah. Boy, freedom, for sure. I should play a song about freedom coming up, but that is not what we're looking for. Thanks for trying from Carrieville this morning.
Again, doesn't mean he's not thankful for these things, just not what we're specifically looking for Tuesday trivia today.
Thank you, Caleb. Appreciate that. All right, we'll take three more. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Chloe from Menominee.
All right, Chloe, guess number two for you. What do you think?
Fireworks.
Fireworks.
Fireworks, yeah. Boy, those are a lot of fun, aren't they? Except if you're trying to sleep. That's not the right one. We'll take two more.
715-723-2555. What was Havo really thankful for over the holiday weekend?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Anita Medford.
Anita, what do you think it is?
Your health.
Boy, I'm thankful for that.
Indeed.
The older you get, the more thankful you are. Could that be it? That's not it. Sorry.
Thanks for the call from Medford.
Okay, this is the last guest till after 8:45 because the founder of OneFlesh, Heather Fleshinsky, will be with us after 8:15. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning, Mark and Caleb and WWIB. This is Linda from Chippewa.
Linda, such a good intro. All right, what's your guess?
I am thankful, and I'm hoping that everybody else is, too, for the rain that we had.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we've had plenty of it. I'm kind of praying that maybe it pushes off during our Summer Smiles event tomorrow, that we're having that rain or shine. But, we've certainly had plenty of it recently, and a good thing to be thankful for. Is it what we're looking for here for Tuesday trivia?
Sorry, Linda.
Well, thank you for all the calls, everybody. And again, give us an hour, a little less than an hour, actually, and we'll give you another shot at this. So a chance to mull it over a little bit. And also, as we're chatting with Heather from OneFest, just get you more excited about your chance to win your way in, courtesy of Avenue Orchard. It is OneFest month. It's going to be here before you know it. End of July, early August, July 31st through August 2nd at the Chippewa Valley Music Festival grounds in Kadah. And we have the very busy founder of OneFest, Heather Fleshinsky, joining us live in studio here on WWIB. Heather, great to have you back. I know, things get busier and busier, but this is such an exciting time as we're just a few weeks away.
Yeah, I think I just run on adrenaline for the next month.
Exactly. And so many things going on. And as if everything that you put together for OneFest each year, you and that army of volunteers, and we'll talk about, again, volunteer opportunities, as if all of that isn't enough, you keep adding more, including Run for the One. There's a new opportunity on Saturday morning for folks to have a fun run and a chance to run or walk and some great prizes and just a great way to build community as well.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. The ideas are just flowing as far as how we can make it even more fun than just running, right? Because not everybody likes to run, but why not walk it and enjoy yourselves? We've even thought about bringing the campers involved and having them each like bake something or make something for the morning breakfast and hand it out. And
yes.
I'm hoping that the radio stations play some great music along the way. Won't that
sure,
be great?
There you go.
Yeah. So, fun run. I hope everybody joins. We have 58 people already signed up.
Nice.
That's pretty cool that we just launched it a few weeks ago. So, we're excited that people are going to take us up on this and run through the campground. You can't get into the grounds, but the campground. And you don't even have to be attending the festival, but come and run with us.
Yeah, I'm at one-fest.com, and I see you got the inaugural 5K and the 1-mile run walk. So, are you going to do it?
That's a good question. Everybody keeps saying, I do like to run, but I just don't know about timing. So maybe I just should commit to it, huh?
We're going to keep Heather on the air until she commits one way or the other, too. But again, this is a lot of fun. Folks can register at one-fest.com. It's a very affordable registration. There's prize drawings from all who participate, regardless of how they finish. And it is supposed to be fun, and it's a great way of building community. You mentioned, through the camping portion of the One Fest grounds. And if folks haven't checked that out before, too, just highly encourage it. When it comes to music festivals, but Christian music festivals, there's such an amazing community built and lifelong friendships built by camping and being part of that and staying there on grounds. You will make new friends and very often friends that it's kind of like a family reunion year after year.
Yeah, and we're so excited. It's not just the fun run in the morning, but now we're adding actually a fireside worship in the campground in the evening.
Sure.
Just trying to build that community and have an opportunity to worship together.
Just as long as they have the after party on in the background from 10 to midnight and the campfire. But, hey, volunteer. Caleb's got a great ad running here right now that talks about just volunteer for 8 hours and you get into One Fest for free. You could still use more volunteers.
We could still use more volunteers. Definitely the evening shots, because that's when everybody wants to be watching the show, but that's when we need people the most. So if you are interested in helping out, seeing the shows during the morning part of the day or the middle of the day and then working in the evenings, we really would appreciate it.
You could talk about community again, the One Fest volunteer community. This is, again, a volunteer-run, volunteer-led nonprofit One Fest. And again, this festival doesn't exist without people volunteering their time. And we throw this out there a lot, too. There could be some people saying, you know what, for one reason or another, financially, it's not going to work for me to go to One Fest. If you have the time, again, 8 hours of your time, split that up and you get your One Fest t-shirt, you get your One Fest admission, and maybe some other goodies in there as well, too. And you're going to be, again, serving together with fellow believers is truly a huge benefit. It really is something that will benefit you spiritually and as a person as well, too. And we see that again and again with the joy in working side by side with fellow believers.
Yeah. Our shirts on the back say serving with joy.
Nice. So
good
I
job,
like that.
Caleb.
There you go.
No, volunteering is great. I think we have people who come back every year just excited to work with the people they've worked with in the past, because it becomes just a family working together.
Yeah.
That's the same thing with our 75-plus lead team. We're family. We're here to support each other. And we've had a lot of ups and downs over this year, but we're super excited because God has shined through with everything that we're doing because of this family and feel.
And finally, we're going to have For King and Country at One Fest. I know with their schedule, didn't work out a year ago. They weren't touring, but you got them this year. Can you believe it? It's this less than a month away.
It is less than a month away. I can't believe it.
Yeah.
My daughter has a countdown, and she keeps saying it's 24 days. It's 23, whatever it is now. And I'm just like, please don't tell me. It's coming so fast.
Mom knows.
Yeah, right.
Heather, always great to have you join us. And again, we'll continue chatting all things One Fest as we get closer and closer. Honored to be the hometown station of One Fest and to partner with all of you once again, and looking forward to the biggest and best One Fest ever.
Thank you so much for having me, guys.
You've had almost an hour to think about it. 715-723-2555. We go back to Tuesday Trivia on the WIB Wake Up Show here on WWIB, courtesy of one of our great coverage sponsors and promotion sponsors for One Fest 2026 Avenue Orchard in Eau Claire. We are giving away two full event tickets to One Fest plus parking. If you can answer this, 715-723-2555 in Havel. This is a question, a Tuesday trivia query that comes from your personal experience over the holiday weekend.
Yeah, it's as simple as this. What was I thankful for over the holiday weekend?
715-723-2555, 715-723-2555. Again, this giveaway courtesy of Avenue Orchard. What was Havel really thankful for over the holiday weekend? 715-723-2555 to call in for your chance to win these tickets to One Fest. And good guesses so far, but it wasn't food, his daughter's engagement, the Declaration of Independence, spending time with family, freedom, fireworks, his health, or rain. All good guesses, good things to be thankful for, but just not what we're looking for specifically.
There you go. So who's going to lead the way here? Who's 723-2555? 723-2555. Hi, we got our first caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Ron from Fall Creek.
All right, Ron, what do you think?
Air conditioning.
Boy, I am really thankful for air conditioning. And boy, last week, Monday and Tuesday, even yesterday, right? But that's not what we're looking for. Thanks, Ron.
Thank you, Ron. I'm grateful for the great AC we have here at the station, too, because it's really comfortable.
It is really nice. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Mike from the car.
Are you driving a truck?
I think someone's making a blizzard in the background.
No, housing authority is mowing the lawn.
Okay.
There you go. Hey, Mike, what do you think? What's your guess?
Getting a new book from a friend.
Getting a new book from a friend, something Havel was really thankful for over the holiday weekend. That tracks, Havel. That's something you'd be very grateful for.
And my friend Jason did give me a new book for my birthday in June, but that is not it, Mike. Sorry. Keep those guesses coming at 723-2555 for your own full event tickets to OneFest, including parking courtesy of Avenue Orchard. 723-2555. 723-2555. Hi, this is, I think, Annette, right?
Yep.
And was you're calling from Mondovi?
I'm calling from Mondovi.
All right.
And I was wondering if it was the time you spent with your wife watching the movie.
You're right. Again, people are listening, Caleb.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was our highlight of the weekend yesterday. I said, right, watching the movie, the title's escaping.
Enola Holmes 3, right?
Caleb's got it. He's younger. Better brain.
That's not is the that the answer, though? It's not, not with all of that lead-up, Annette. Thank you for the call.
Keep those guesses coming. What was I really thankful for over the holiday weekend? Not just thankful, even really thankful.
715-723-2555. What was Havel really thankful for over the holiday weekend just passed? 715-723-2555. Giveaway courtesy of Avenue Orchard. Find them at the Orchard store or at the local farmers markets.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Kathy Eau Claire.
All right, Kathy, what's your guess?
Probably for your faith over the holiday weekend.
Yeah, thinking about my faith when I'm faith in Jesus, and that is not it. But thanks for trying. We'll take three more here, three more guesses. What was I really thankful for over the holiday weekend for a pair of full event tickets to OneFest courtesy of Avenue Orchard? Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello.
Are you with us for Tuesday Trivia? Not.
Let's try another one. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Lindsay from Fall Creek.
All right, Lindsay, what do you think?
I was going to say you stayed at home and had dinner with your wife one day. I remember you talking about that. Was that what you were thankful for?
I'm thankful we had a wonderful fish dinner on Friday night. That was not it, though. Thanks. So,
thank you for the call. 715-723-2555. Two guesses left on Tuesday Trivia.
For two tickets. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Linda again.
All right, Linda.
What do you think?
I'm thinking you were thankful it was so hot that you couldn't get out and mow on.
That's a good thing to be thankful for.
Caleb's got to mow the lawn today, apparently.
Yeah, I do. And, not really looking forward to it, but we'll get it done. It's all right. It's good exercise. Get the steps in.
It does feel good when it's done, right? It feels good when it's
exactly.
done.
Exactly.
That is not it, Linda. Thanks. We'll take one last one. Otherwise, it moves on to Win It Wednesday after 7:15 tomorrow. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Rena, and I'm calling from Chippewa Falls.
Hi, Rena. What was I really thankful for over the holiday weekend?
I'm guessing that you would be super thankful that your daughter is engaged and you really admire the future son-in-law.
Yeah, I do like him a lot. He's a Patriots fan, though. But anyhow, that is not, you know,
our second guess.
Do you want a bonus guess?
Oh, I missed it. I'm sorry. Sorry.
Do you want a bonus guess?
Just spending time with family and friends. I don't know.
Yeah.
Gosh.
And I am thankful for that, but that is not what we're looking for. So that does it.
All right. So Tuesday Trivia morphs into Win It Wednesday. Again, it's pretty regular that this happens on the WIB Wake Up Show. Mm-hmm. It's a great prize. So again, think on it, mull it over, chew on it overnight, and we'll give you another shot tomorrow morning after 7:15 to win two tickets to OneFest with parking courtesy of one of our great OneFest coverage and promotion sponsors, Avenue Orchard. What was Havel really thankful for over the holiday weekend? Your chance to win again tomorrow morning.